My Maya.
Shekali.
Shekali filled my little studio apartment with his maleness. He was from Mali, but lived in Ghana. He was astonishingly handsome, incredibly wealthy, and utterly charming. He was also loud, bombastic, and autocratic. In Ghana, we had argued loudly and reconciled feverishly so many times that finally, I had left him.
I've come to take you back.
I have made a life for myself here, Shekali. I am not going anywhere with you.
I am hungry. Make food for me, Maya. But first, I will feed off of you.
Before I knew it, like the Harmattan wind from the Sahara Desert, he wended his way into my home, my heart, and my life.
We will have to buy another wardrobe, Maya. There is not enough space for the rest of my clothes here.
The rest? There's more?
This is my home. You are my Maya. Where else should I keep them? When we step out together, I must be worthy of your love.
Life became full of small surprises.
Maya!
Dinner will be ready in a few minutes, my love.
Come, listen.
What is it?
Do you remember?
Oh, the first time we danced together. Yes, of course I do.
I brought the music with me from Ghana, so you would not forget. You said this was your favorite song.
It was.
Dance with me now, my Maya.
On some evenings, I wondered what I would do without him. I talked of my concerns, and he would listen. He would hold me as I cried.
Black men shot Malcolm. What's the matter with us?
You are human. That is a historic problem. Cain killed his brother, Abel.
But what will our people do? It took a long time to make Malcolm.
You've got a long time.
Oh, when he was good, he was very, very good.
Some say the American Negro represents the best Africa can hope for.
And do you agree?
In parts. Slavery lasted nearly 300 years. And in 10, 20 years after it was abolished, you had schools, colleges, Fisk, Howard, Tuskegee. You will all be all right.
Other times, he wanted to be waited on hand and foot, as though I was his servant.
Fetch my shoes, Maya.
Don't say fetch to me, Shekali. It's an old-fashioned word they used during slavery.
I was in a labyrinth, going somewhere without knowing my destination or even when I might arrive.
Hello. It's for you.
Sometimes when I answered my telephone, a woman's voice would ask for him. She was calling from New York.
Oh, you back with
her. Who was that?
She's a very old black lady, and she was helpful to me when I stopped at the United Nations.
Her voice didn't sound old.
Her name is Dolly McPherson, and she is a very powerful old woman. She is an official at the Institute of International Education. Are you jealous of an old woman, Maya?
The cold wind that would precipitate our demise came unexpectedly one evening. We had been to see a movie starring Doris Day and Rock Hudson. Mm. And on the drive home...
Are you okay?
He would not say a word. Back in the apartment, I prepared dinner, spread out my best tablecloth, and set the table with my good china.
Shekali, dinner's ready.
In the living room, he sat like a Yoruba carving.
Shekali, what's the matter?
Why can't we be like those two actors?
Which two actors?
In the film.
The film?
Yes, the film we have seen tonight.
You mean Doris Day and Rock Hudson?
Why can't we be to each other the way they are?
Are you serious?
Do you think I'm playing?
Those are actors. The roles are just that. Roles? You know that.
He was being perverse, and perversity is contagious.
Oh, you want me to become a perky little blonde woman? Is that what you want? You have little chance of getting that from me.
You American Negroes, I never know if you are just stupid or merely pretending.
Oh, you pig.
I gathered a few sordid words and threw them around. The louder I became, the more scornful his look, and the louder I became. I picked up my car keys and my purse and went into the kitchen. I took the corners of the tablecloth, lifted them up, and dragged the whole dinner into the living room.
Well, there's your dinner if you want it. I'm leaving.
I called my mother in San Francisco from a friend's house. Bailey was visiting. I gave them my friend's address, and they said they would both be in Los Angeles by the next day. And they were.
Ma, what do you want?
I want him to go back to Africa. He brings no peace. He should go.
Let's go to your apartment and meet this man.
Shekali had showered and changed, but the soiled tablecloth remained on the floor.
Ah, you must be Bailey. Hello. Maya speaks of you often. And you must be her mother.
Hello.
Mother looked at the litter on the floor.
What's this?
Last night's dinner. I left it there.
Bailey, you and Maya clear that away. Come, Shekali. Now, sit. What is going on between you and my baby?
What do you mean what's going on?
Does he have enough money to leave?
He has plenty of money. He said he had brought a lot because he was going to carry me back to Africa.
The hell? Did he think he had to pay a bride price?
He's been talking about going to Mexico City. He knows Ghana's ambassador there. He and his wife dote on him. Mm.
I finished clearing up the mess, made some coffee, and joined the others in the living room. My little mother sat in the one upholstered chair as primly as an old-fashioned school teacher.
Well, baby, this gentleman has reported you to me. He said you used profanity last night.
She used words I never even heard Negro sailors use when their ships docked in Ghana's port city of Tema. Her mouth should be washed out. You should do it.
Excuse me, Mom, but I'd like to speak to him. Shekali, would you come with me for a walk around the block?
But of course. I would very much enjoy a walk with you.
Good.
Man's a man, eh?
Yes. Pack his bags, my.
Mother watched as I folded the flamboyant African robes into a trunk.
I was happy to see Shekali at first, but I can't stand his rudeness in my face all the time.
Wasn't he rude in Africa?
Well, it wasn't so bad there. He had his business to focus his attention and his children. I had my own house. Here, he's only got me. I've become the whipping boy.
Well, you sure as hell weren't raised to be that for anybody. But it's all right. Your brother will take care of it.
And an hour later...
I want you to come to Africa yourself, Bailey. See how we live, eh?
You bet. I'll probably get there before Maya does. Oh, you've been packing.
Yes. Shekali's been talking about visiting a friend in Mexico City.
Ah, that's exactly where I'm going. And I'm going today. I will telephone my friend. He will meet me.
You need to make the reservations, Ma, for one from Los Angeles to Mexico City.
Bailey, I need your help in the kitchen. Come along.
Yes, Mother.
Come here. You could come with me, my mind.
Oh, not now. Well, maybe later. But why did you decide so suddenly to go?
Your brother. He talked to me man to man. There is something in my personality that rubs you the wrong way. And I may weaken your decision to return to me in Africa. So, as he suggests, I am leaving you some space. Bailey really loves you, but he understands me, and that is more important. He has retained more of the African spirit than you or your mother.
I could have kicked him.
You can come to Mexico, or I'll return here. I mean to take you back.
Safe journey, my love.
Then he was gone, and I started to cry. But it wasn't just about Shekali. I had finished writing my play, but could not find a producer. None that were interested in a new play by an unknown playwright who also happened to be black and female. Malcolm had been murdered, and the Watts riots had left many casualties and hundreds homeless and hurt. And my great love affair had not worked out for the second time.
I'm thinking about going to New York.
Of course, go to New York. You know, as long as you don't get involved in the politics.
Yeah, Maya, don't forget. You can always come home, baby.
I know.
Think about it, huh? We've got to go now, and you give me a hug.
Oh.
But remember, baby, you must not think you can call out the troops at each rumor of war.
I knew I hadn't asked outright that they come to Los Angeles to rescue me, but I was extremely glad they had. I was still unsure what to do when a letter from Dolly McPherson, Shekali's African elderly lady friend in New York, helped me decide.
Dear Miss Angelo, I am going into hospital for surgery. I'll probably take a month to recover, but if you want to come to New York, I'll try and help you get settled. Our African friend told me so much about you, I can hardly wait to get to know you. Yours, Dolly McPherson.
That letter made me bless the sweetness of old black women. Rosa Guy, an old friend from the Harlem Writers Guild, offered me a place to stay, and I had been in New York less than a week when she decided to give a party. I was assisting with cooking the banquet of dishes for the party when...
Oh, that must be Dolly McPherson. She's the old lady I invited. I said 7:30, you know, because I thought your friends won't be here until 9 or 10, and I can have a drink with her and she can be gone by then. Oh, good evening.
I'm here to see Miss Angelo.
A young, beautiful, dark-skinned woman wearing a lime green dress stood before me.
I am Miss Angelo.
You can't be. I mean, I'm here to see the older Miss Angelo. Maybe your mother?
I am the only Miss Angelo here. Are you Miss McPherson?
Oh! The old goat!
Come in.
What did he tell you about me?
That you were a very old but very intelligent woman who had been helpful to him.
He could rightly say that. He courted me seriously and spent quite a few nights in my apartment.
Ah, the old goat. And what did he tell you about me?
That you were very old and that you owned a house where you let rooms. He said you were one of those African Americans who felt they had found something in Ghana and that you always had a soft spot for Africans.
Throughout the party, whenever I caught Dolly's eye, we were rendered speechless with laughter. We were both intelligent women who had been had by the same man in more ways than one. We would have our revenge.